Hey, rock stars. Want to talk today about a little negotiation tip I find very fruitful to use. And I call it, if you give, you must get. So many of us get frustrated when we're negotiating with a prospect. They ask, you know, you give in, they ask again, you give in, they ask again, and you feel like, gosh, this is never going to end. You know, all these people are doing is asking, I'm never going to get to the end of my deal. Well, I am here to tell you that every time you give on one of their asks, all you're doing is encouraging them to ask again. So you've got to stop that. And how I recommend doing that is when they ask for, well, you know, is it possible for me to get less on an annual fixed increase, you know, then the response would be, sure, I can, you know, lower the annual increase from 5% annually to 4%, but then I need your rent to go from 20 to 20 and a quarter. So, you know, and you choose putting it back on them. You know, I've given you what you've asked for, but not really. I had a situation where I had a 7,900 square foot patio store. And I was doing a really good deal for him. It was in the middle of the recession. It was a short-term, two-year lease, great rent. And I had said to him, he wanted a carpet and paint, which normally I wouldn't do. This was a kind of a local tenant. He had about 5 stores. And I said, fine, I'll do carpet and paint, but you need to sign a personal guarantee. He said, okay. So when he gets the lease, obviously, I've got his spouse on the hook as well, you know, him and his spouse. He calls me up and he says, Beth, I never told you my spouse would sign the lease. She's not part of any of my businesses. And I said, I understand that, but a personal guarantee in the state of Florida means nothing if you don't have the spouse. He said, well, she's not in any of my businesses. I'm not going to do that. And I said, well, the only way I could, you know, maybe not have her sign and just have you sign is if you give up the carpet and paint. And he says, well, that's not our deal. I go, well, our deal was a full personal guarantee. So I'm sorry that you didn't understand that I needed your spouse. But it, again, it's your choice. Either sign, have her sign the personal guarantee. It's only for 2 years. You know, I don't know why you wouldn't want her to sign if you're going to be, you know, fulfill your 2-year lease obligation with me. Or give up your carpet and paint, and then she doesn't have to sign. You make a decision, let me know. Well, I don't think we're going to be able to do the deal. I'm like, okay, I understand. We hang up. He calls me back about 45 minutes later. I don't take the call. And wait a few hours. He calls again. And then I don't take the call. And then I call him back, you know, probably 5 minutes after that. I'm so sorry. I was, you know, busy, you know, showing space all day or whatever. And he says, no problem. You know, we'll take the deal. I go, well, which one? He goes, she'll sign. So very, very important in negotiations. If you give, you must get. Have a great week, rock stars.